there and welcome to episode 5 of the Tech Search Podcast. I am your host, Guillermo Ortiz, and I just want to start by giving a warm welcome to anyone who is new to this podcast. We are 5 episodes in, and I'm not going to lie, recording it has been very enjoyable. I like tech in general, and just doing this podcast has been really great. So here's to 5 more episodes of this podcast. And I suppose let's get straight into the tech news. And the first thing that's been going on, and it's been news for a bit, has been affecting me quite a little bit. And I think I've talked about this before, but Google Plus previously said that they were going to shut down the network by August of 2019. That has been pushed forward, to April 2019, thanks to another breach revealing data from 50 million users. So this just makes it even harder for me to transition. I don't know where I'm going to go yet. I definitely used OnePlus. I started, Google Plus. I started using Google Plus back in 2015, posting pictures on there, you know, things that I found interesting. It was a community for the nerds and the geeks of the world to just explore and to find other nerds and geeks. And it was going to be this great big thing, you know, the social network of all social networks, because it was made by Google. Unfortunately, of course, this failed, and now it's dead. It's a bit of a wasteland at the moment. There's a lot of spam, especially sex bots and stuff like that, and that's why that and the leaks in data problems they've been having has led to Google saying that they're going to shut it down, and I think they will by April 2019 now instead of August. So if you're on Google Plus, start finding alternative solutions, alternative platforms, because you're gonna be missing it. You're gonna be missing Google Plus. If you liked it and you knew its niche and you knew what it was for, you're going to miss it. So yeah. So I also want to talk about OnePlus's latest partnership with McLaren. And this is something that I like from OnePlus. I don't know if you know, Huawei has Porsche design as its partnership. I believe Oppo has Lamborghini. And they just bring a lot more fanfare. And basically what happens is the OEMs team up with the car manufacturers to make a high-end, high-spec phone, which is what's going on here. And OnePlus has joined that boat, and they've joined up with McLaren, the car maker throughout F1. They've been pretty prevalent, maybe not recently, but before, you know, back in the 90s, they were one of the better teams. Early 2000s, you had a lot of good players, a lot of good drivers passed through the ranks of McLaren, including Fernando Alonso and Lewis Hamilton, who then went to Mercedes. So McLaren are definitely big. They're not as big as they used to be, but it's still an important partnership. Yes, so there's a new OnePlus 6T McLaren edition, and it's going to have, or it has, 10 gigabytes of RAM. It's going to also have Warp Charge 30, which is a new 30-watt fast charging standard, and apparently it will come in the box. So I don't know. Pricing, I believe, is actually $700. And what you get is basically the OnePlus 6T, a very subtle orange hint to the phone, to the black version of the phone. There's an orange hint that comes on. Instead of it being black, you get 10 gigs of RAM, 256 gigabytes of storage. And yeah, you just get the OnePlus 6T, the in-display fingerprint scanner, the very fast face unlocking, if not the most secure. And in my opinion, you know, this makes sense. What doesn't make sense to me are those Porsche-designed Huawei phones. This is just $700 for a McLaren edition. You know, it's just a $200 step up. You're not going to be paying $1,500, which is what Huawei wants you to pay for the Porsche design Mate 20 Pro. Now, I do admit that the Mate 20 Pro is a better phone than the OnePlus 6T. However, who's going to spend $1,500 when they can just spend $1,000 or a little less and just get the regular Mate 20 Pro? And what do you get for that price? Well, I think for Huawei, you get a nice design. You get the leather on the back, but I believe everything else is exactly the same. Here you get 30-watt fast charging and more RAM. I don't know if you get more RAM on the Huawei. This just makes sense to me because if I liked McLaren and I liked OnePlus, if I was a fan of the McLaren racing team, this is a lot more accessible than getting, you know, than liking Huawei and Porsche and going for that Porsche edition Huawei phone, which costs $1,500. So for me, this just makes a lot more sense. So, you know, you get basically the OnePlus 6T with the OnePlus 6T's cameras, which, by the way, I've seen a lot of testing and they're pretty good. Obviously not to the standard of some of the best out there, but they're pretty good. And, you know, I definitely recommend the OnePlus 6T to anyone who's looking for a high-ish range phone. Obviously, don't expect the performance and the quality that you would receive from a Huawei Mate 20 Pro, from the iPhone XS Max, etc., etc. But I've always said that I think the iPhone XS Max is definitely overpriced, and the XR is definitely overpriced. I think Samsung, moving on, will actually introduce a competitor to the iPhone XR, and I think that will be the, at least rumors has it, that the Samsung S10 Lite will be the competitor to the iPhone XR. Now, nothing has been confirmed, obviously, but there have been some renders going around of what the Samsung S10 line could look like, and I don't know if we would get a IPS panel on the S10 Lite, but what's been leaked is that there's going to be three models, the S10 Lite, the S10, and the S10 Plus, and the S10 Lite is going to have a 5.8-inch Beyond O display. Now, this is the new standard of notch. It's not really a notch, it's just a very small cutout for the front-facing camera, and presumably that's going to be followed up by the regular S10, which is going to be a Beyond One notch. Now, I don't know the difference between those two because in the renders it looks the same. I suppose the S10's notch or that area where it's covered is going to be a lot smaller or a bit smaller, but right now, honestly, the difference, the screen size difference will be minimal. It's going to be a jump from 5.8 to 6.1, according to these leaks and rumors. And finally, the S10 Plus has a Beyond 2, which is two front-facing cameras, they are speculating here. And that's going to have a 6.4-inch display. Now, the S10 Lite looks appealing. It sort of depends what it has for screen technology. If it has an OLED panel at 1080p, which I think is what they'll go for, it'll just be a better deal, of course, presuming that they price it right. If they don't price it right, then it might not be as good. If they price it around the same iPhone XR line of $750 roundabout, then probably won't sell that well. But if it has a 1080p AMOLED screen and, few reduced stats, as long as it doesn't have IPS, we're okay, but as long, you know, if it has an AMOLED screen and most of the processing power, maybe a slightly lowered Exynos, maybe last year's Exynos or the Snapdragon 710 in the US, I think it could sell very well. Even the 845. If they have any spare 845s, they might use those, and I think the S10 Lite could just sell like hotcakes. Again, especially if the price is right. There is also a new phone from Honor that's coming out, which is adopting the whole camera as just a solely notch camera cutout, but this time in the side. This is another fury for the next Samsung phones and the next upcoming stuff from Huawei, which is having the camera cut up to one side, to the left or the right, and not the center. So this phone has just come out. It's the Honor View 20, which is the very best of Honor, although I do believe the Honor View 10, I don't know if the Honor View 10 had the Kirin 970, I'm not too sure if it had that or the one of the lower end chips, but the Honor View 20, all screen, and yeah, and apparently it's the future of smartphone design. It's similar to the Samsung Infinity O display. I'm looking at some pictures right now. It's basically literally all screen. We're very, very close. There is a substantial hole there, a substantial cutout for your camera, but it's done very well to where all the icons and status symbols adapt to it. I'm not sure aesthetically how good that looks. I think it's just going to bother me OCD-wise, but it's going to have the Kirin 980, 40-watt supercharging, and 6 gigs of RAM, 64, 128 gigs of storage. So those are just the rumored stats, and it'll run EMUI 9 over Android 9 Pie. So, yeah, it looks very decent. I'm not going to lie. There's a white thing over it. I hope that's not part of the phone. I think that's just a case. But anyway, I'm just looking at the pictures here. But I hope you see more things like that, you know, where we get closer and closer and closer to all screen displays, you know. Mentioned it previously on other episodes of this podcast that basically I just want an all-screen smartphone with the sensors under the display, and you know, just have, you know, face unlocking technology under the display, and an all-screen fingerprint scanner. Now, obviously, we're getting close to that, but I don't know exactly how close we are. I just hope that over the coming years, manufacturers will find more creative ways to introduce, you know, less and less notch and bezel up there so that we don't have to deal with it in the future. But yeah, I like the Honor View 20. I like the look of it. Hopefully it comes out and it's received well. And yeah, all right, let's go ahead and move on. The next story has happened here in China. And this is quite a weird one. They have Samsung. Let me first preface this. Supreme. If you don't know what Supreme is, it's a brand of clothing, I believe. I'm not too sure myself. I think it does clothing and accessories, and they've become extremely famous. I think it's through celebrities wearing it and just everyone wanting to be a part of it. I don't know exactly what it is, but Samsung, they've apparently partnered up with Supreme. They were announcing the Samsung Galaxy A8s and a Supreme partnership. However, this Supreme is not the real Supreme. So there are a lot of fakes going around. This Supreme is a fake Italian firm. That is not the real Supreme, and Samsung has partnered up with them, so not the real Supreme. I mean, this is just a total blunder on Samsung's part. Like, what on earth are they thinking here? Honestly, like, you think of Samsung, you think big company, reputation, they'll have people looking into this to make sure, and, you know, double check, triple check, quadruple check, whatever you have to do, that it's the real Supreme. But yet here we are, and Samsung has not, you know, they haven't partnership with the real Supreme from New York. They've partnered with the fake Supreme from Italy. So that's just, I mean, wow. Oh, and apparently, there's a statement from the Samsung CEO, Leo Lau, that said that the brand we are collaborating with is Supreme Italia, not Supreme US. Supreme US doesn't have the authorization to sell and market in China, whereas the Italian brand got the APAC, which is the, I believe it's the permit you need to sell in Asia, product retail and marketing authorization. So the real Supreme from New York did not take this lightly, and they're calling out the other Supreme, and they're calling it counterfeit, which they are. They are fake, and that sounds like an excuse from Lau, but just a funny story, I guess. Even Samsung falls into the clutches of fake brands. Yeah, I mean, there you go. So let's move on to our final story. I'm just going to go study now. I have a few things to do. So it's going to be a bit of a short episode. And I just want to talk about my journey a little bit more. And this time I want to talk about gaming. Now, I've seen Steve Litchfield do a whole episode of gaming. Mine's not going to be as in-depth as his. I'll leave his episode in the description so you can check out his gaming history. It's a very interesting listen. But I just want to talk about what I've had so far and what my plans are for the future. So I started off very, very late in terms of gaming. In 2012, I'm only 16, so bear that in mind. I started off in 2012 in terms of gaming consoles, and I started gaming online around about 2009, I would say, where these flash games were the rave. Miniclip.com was my favorite site. I used to go there all the time and just play these low-quality flash games with my friends. And, you know, it's a whole lot of fun. Well, it was anyway. Now it's not really. But, yeah, I don't know if Miniclip is still on. I think they still are. There's a bunch of games there that I used to play with my friends, and that's what we would do. We would go to the website and just multiplayer, and I would play myself. And you know, they're not the best games, but they were okay. And that was my first real experience with gaming. I believe the game was Football Strike, Football Strike. It's a very old sports game. I am a big fan of sports games, by the way. And, you know, after Miniclip in 2012, because I played Miniclip and, like, Flash games for, like, 3 years. In 2012, I got a PlayStation 3 Super Slim, which is crazy. For me, back then, that's the one thing that I wanted. I didn't even know what a PlayStation was. Like, I only got interested in technology 2 years ago when I was looking at a new phone, and I started researching in depth, and I just got into it by researching. Because every time I buy a new thing, I do a lot of research, and since I was getting a new phone, I researched. And that's how I got into technology. So my favorite game on the PS3 Slim was FIFA 13, and For any of you who actually play FIFA, you know that is one of the best FIFAs. That FIFA 12, FIFA 14, FIFA 11 was the best FIFA. So PS3 Slim, I didn't really play any more games on that. Like, I had a few games, but they're not really notable. The one game that I just remember the most is FIFA 13. And that just did it for me. And then I got a PlayStation 4, the second edition in 2015. And right now I'm playing a lot of Madden and a lot of FIFA again. I've always been a sports gamer, so I guess we'll continue this some other time. I just wanted to fit this in here because just so you guys know a little bit more about me, because I haven't really introduced myself properly. I know I've done a mini introduction, so I might do that for the next episode, really introduce myself at least for like 10 minutes, and then get into some other bits of news. So thank you for listening to episode 5 of the Tech Search Podcast. And, you know, tune in next time for episode 6, where we'll talk about some other thing in technology. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'll catch you next time on the Tech Search Podcast.